It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
It is the early hours of the morning of November 10th, 1871. As the sun rises on the deepest, darkest part of the African jungle, we find our heroes, Dr. Floyd, his young protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, tied to stakes in the middle of a hut in a native village, prisoners of a band of fearsome-looking natives.
Dr. Floyd, are you awake?
I guess so. I was kind of hoping this was all a dream.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, Dr. Grant, but we've got to come up with something fast, or else Dr. Steve is going to mess up the meeting of Dr. Livingston and Henry Morton Stanley.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that we're being held captive and we have no idea what these natives are planning to do to us. Chip says someone is coming. Shh.
Just then, the native that captured our heroes enters the hut.
Machuba negatory. Natuta.
What did he say, Chips?
He says he's here to prepare us for a ceremony.
Chips, ask him what kind of ceremony.
Boshuda.
A shrunken head ceremony?
Jinx.
We have no time to play your silly playground games, Dr. Grant. We're in serious trouble.
You were so lucky that we're tied to these stakes, or else you would get such a punch.
As our heroes try their best to digest the news that has just been given to them, let's catch up with the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, who are now only a village away from catching up with Dr. David Livingston.
Come on, Fidget, we can't waste any more time. We have to get to Dr. David Livingston, so I can say Dr. Livingston, I presume? What? Henry Morton Stanley? Where?
Sure enough, up ahead on the trail, Dr. Steve sees Henry Morton Stanley. He breaks into a sprint to try to catch up to him.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, hello there. Top of the morning to you.
Yes, same to you. Are you Henry Morton Stanley?
Why, yes, I am.
And you were looking for Dr. Livingston, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, you are very close. His village is just right up the road there.
Well, this is delightfully good news. I appreciate it.
Have you given any thought to what you're going to say when you meet Dr. Livingston finally?
Well, I just figured I'd say... Hello.
Oh, no. That just won't do. This is the kind of meeting that will go down in the history books. You need a good opener. Something that will be remembered for the ages.
By Jove, I believe you're right. I'd better come up with a real humdinger. How about this? This is one small handshake for man and one giant hug for mankind.
No, that won't work. Here, you'd better sit down here on this tree trunk and think about it more. You don't want to look the fool when you meet him face to face.
Yes, you're right. The only thing we have to fear is meeting oneself. No.
As Henry Morton Stanley sits down on the log to ponder what line he should open with, Dr. Stephen Fidget turn and start running towards the village they are now just moments away from. This is the very same village where we find our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips. They are now standing in front of a large bonfire surrounded by the entire population of the village.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, things don't look good for us.
Just hold on, Dr. Grant. Our goose isn't cooked yet.
Just then, a native draped in feathers and a large wooden mask steps out of a small thatched roof hut. He holds his arms aloft, and the moment he does, the drumming stops. Silence fills the air.
Who is that, Dr. Floyd?
I think it's the witch doctor.
He walks menacingly over to our heroes. He regards each of them with an air of suspicion. He then turns to the assembled village and clears his throat, and in a loud, clear voice, the witch doctor says,
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang.
I should have seen that coming a mile away.
Chips, what is he saying? Oh no, he's welcoming everybody to the ceremony of the shrunken head.
Malika-lika-mucka.
With that, the witch doctor pulls out a very long, sharp blade and moves around behind Dr. Floyd. In one swift moment, he raises the blade high above his head.
Mama say, mama saw, mama makusa.
The crowd cheers as the blade is brought swiftly down, neatly severing Dr. Floyd's restraints. Dr. Floyd stands there looking at his hands, which are now free.
What? What's going on?
Ta-wa-ila.
Well, I'll be.
I don't understand. I thought we were goners for sure.
No, Dr. Floyd. Chip says that this is the celebration of the shrunken head, and you are the guest of honor.
Well, doesn't that mean they're going to shrink our heads?
No, Dr. Floyd. They are celebrating what they call the coming of the god of the shrunken heads.
Well, who's that now?
Well, it's you, Dr. Floyd.
I'm the god of the shrunken head? I don't understand. Dagnabbit.
A roar of laughter came up from the crowd, and Dr. Grant and Chips were freed from their bonds.
Your small head has saved us, Dr. Floyd.
As Dr. Grant patted Dr. Floyd on the head, he notices a small man with a big white beard come out of a hut.
Dr. Floyd, look, it's Dr. Livingston. Thank you, Dr. Grant. Now I know exactly who I'm looking for.
Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips all spin around to see Dr. Stephen Fidget standing right beside them. Before they realize what is happening, Dr. Steve is already walking over to Dr. David Livingston.
Dr. Floyd, we've got to do something.
Our heroes begin running behind Dr. Steve, and they all reach Dr. David Livingston at the exact same time.
Dr. Livingston, I presume?
Oh, I say, what did you say?
Before they could ask again, Dr. Floyd yelled loudly,
Jinx! Jinx on you, Dr. Steve. You can't talk now until I say your name two more times. If you do, I can punch you.
Dr. Steve's face turned a bright red. He was caught and he knew it. As evil as Dr. Steve is, he always obeys international jinx rules. It's just the way he was brought up. As he stood there fuming at the now laughing Dr. Floyd, he didn't notice the man coming up behind him. It was Henry Morton Stanley.
Dr. Livingston, I presume?
Why, yes, it is.
Well, how delightful. I've been looking all over for you.
Dejected, Dr. Steve began walking back down the village trail. Dr. Floyd called after him.
Better luck next time, Dr. Steve.
That's two. You say his name one more time and he'll be able to talk.
It would be cruel if he wasn't allowed to talk, Dr. Grant. Goodbye, Dr. Steve.
I'll get you, Floyd.
Dr. Steve and Fitcher returned to their ship and jumped back into the time and space stream, no doubt plotting another fiendish scheme. Our heroes spent the remainder of the day with their new native friends and Henry Morton Stanley and Dr. David Livingston. Where will Dr. Steve go next? Will our heroes be able to stop him? Will Dr. Floyd ever live down the fact that he saved the day with his incredibly small hand? Tune in next week to the Radio Avengers of Dr. Floyd to find out!